During the debate, some of the candidates tried mixing in Spanish in their answers, with mixed success. The American political system is more attuned to the Latino vote nowadays, but millions of immigrants from Latin America, or Austria even, still face a constitutional barrier. They can't be president. For a lot of newcomer kids, es un bummer. Here's an opinion piece from Youth Radio's Cesar Z.
I've always wanted to be president of the United States. I think I'll get a lot of votes. I'm clean cut, I'm registered with the mainstream party, and I'm a U.S. citizen. When I was in fifth grade, I asked my teacher what I had to do to become president. She said I had to be over 35 years old and had to live in the U.S. for at least 14 years prior to running. That seemed reasonable. Lastly, I had to be born on United States terrain. That's the problem. I was not born on the right side of the border. I was born in Jalisco, Mexico, where I lived until I was 9 years old. I don't have a piece of paper that says, born in the USA. My teacher smiled and told me I could still run for governor, but I have never liked second place. As immigrants, my family believes that the laws and constitution of the US will help us live a better life. So every year at election time, we all head out to the polling places. Over the years, I've never been satisfied with presidential candidates. They try to speak Spanish, butchering my native language with their gringo accents. Candidates are always using people who look and speak like me. But it seems like they only care about me for as long as it takes to vote for them. I'm with Congressman Daryl Issa and Orrin Hatch. They want to overturn that stupid rule in our Constitution that bans foreigners from the office of president. And while they're at it, I think they should look at the age requirement too. Who's to say we can't have a strong president under the age of 35? Getting these changes probably will never happen, but I have not lost hope I will be the first Latino president, but more importantly, the first Mexican-born U.S. president. So vote for me. I'm Cesar Z.
Cesar Z comes to us from Youth Radio.